أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تعلم أن الله له ملك السماوات والأرض وما لكم من دون الله من ولي ولا نصير. This is still with regard to the subject of guides, which Allah Ta'ala had cancelled. Certain commands came and then Allah cancelled them and gave other commands. And there were different types of that, which we will discuss inshallah in future, that what commands came, how they were changed in the different forms. However, this nasikh and mansukh, the changing of commandments of Allah Ta'ala, is not difficult to understand. Examples which were given, like a good doctor, especially hakims, when they treat a patient, they know according to their knowledge and their experience that this medicine will only be for a certain period. After that, we'll cancel this medicine and we'll give another medicine which now is required by the patient. So they have cancelled the previous medicine, not that it was wrong or anything, but it was to bring the patient to a certain level in a certain direction, and then a new medicine. Governments also keep on changing laws. That is also a common thing, that laws are made and then according to conditions they are changed. But of course, a hakim, even if he's so experienced, or the governments, they don't know the future. But Allah knows the whole future also. But in the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala, Allah has given commandments that are for now, and later Allah changes, totally abrogates, changes, cancels them or changes them. So with regard to that, further Allah Ta'ala says, and that is to make it easy for us to understand also, أَلَمْ تَعَلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. کیا تجھ کو معلوم نہیں کہ اللہ ہی کے لیے ہے سلطنت آسمان اور زمین کی. Don't you know that the whole sovereignty, whole countries, all the control of the heavens and the sky belongs only to Allah Ta'ala. Not only that Allah is in control of one country, one small little country or something, but the heavens and the earth, the whole world, all the other planets, Allah alone is the sole controller. And as you see for yourself in small, small governments, small, small countries, laws are made and then they are changed again. And a person, when a new law comes, and every citizen abides by the new law, is required to abide by the new law, and he has no right to say, I will just follow the old law. And in one country, governments change also. Before 94, it was a complete different South Africa. After 94, a complete different South Africa with a complete different constitution. Anyone who wants to now say that I'll follow only the laws of before 94 and I'm not following the laws of now, we can well understand that is not acceptable. So when an ordinary government of this world, which has got no significance in the eyes of Allah, which has got no value in the eyes of Allah, then Allah, who is the absolute controller of the heavens and the earth, of everything, not only this one world with its 200 countries or so, but everything. So Allah has the right, full right of changing laws. And whichever laws Allah gives for whichever time, then those are binding on all the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, with regard to the government, they did not create us. They don't give us our rosy. They don't control our lives. They can't give us life and death. That is all only in the hands of Allah. So Allah's laws have to be adhered to, and that we follow the laws of Allah Ta'ala completely. And what Allah changes from time to time, and that is all in the full wisdom of Allah, which many cases we cannot understand. And from there we learn this other great lesson, that we believe in Allah, we accept the laws of Allah as Allah is. Yeah, if government makes laws, then we have a lot of people who give a critical analysis of that, and they pass their own views on that. With regard to the laws of Allah, we have got no right to say, I think this is now better, or this is not right. We are complete pawns in the hands of Allah. Allah has got full control, and we have to accept every law of Allah. We are not here to judge Allah Ta'ala and the laws which Allah has made and the system and wisdom of Allah Ta'ala. We, with our feeble minds, what minds also have we got? What knowledge, what intelligence, what memory? We have got absolutely nothing. And then we want to become so clever, and we want to judge on Allah Ta'ala, what the laws of Allah. So really, a banda of Allah, a slave of Allah, accepts wholeheartedly the law of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah says, if you don't do that, you don't want to accept the law of Allah, then remember, وَمَا لَكُمْ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مِن وَلِيٌّ وَلَا نَصِيرٌ. اور نہیں تمہارے واسطے اللہ کے سوا کوئی حمایتی اور نہ مددگار. You have got nobody besides Allah Ta'ala as a guardian, as a person controlling your affairs, or as a helper. Allah alone is your helper and is your guardian. Whether it is a person who doesn't believe in Allah, only Allah controls his life, whether he accepts it or not. And a person who believes, still it is only Allah. Everything belongs to Allah. We can go nowhere else besides Allah. There is no one. There is nothing besides Allah. So wise is that person who submits wholly to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah becomes very pleased with that person who submits to Allah Ta'ala. And that person who thinks he can run away from Allah and he can escape from Allah, of course nobody can escape, but then the punishment of Allah waits for that person. And that person who runs to Allah and says, I've got no one else besides you, and I only expect your mercy, Allah's mercy is more than all the mothers of the world put together. Allah shows his mercy to that person. So a real banda is that who turns sincerely to Allah, accept all his laws. We have got our shortcomings and our weaknesses. We cannot fulfill every law, but our understanding, our desire is we accept and we are going to fulfill. Where we fall short, ghufrana. Sami'na, we listen to all your laws, we accept them. وَأَطَعْنَا, and we are going to follow all your laws also. But we are human, we are weak, we falter, then غُفْرَانَكْ, we ask your forgiveness, O Allah. We don't justify ourselves, and we don't try and find faults in the laws of Allah. We accept that I have wronged, and so غُفْرَانَكْ, then Allah Ta'ala shows his mercy on that person. So there is a great understanding, a great dua also, and a great understanding of reality. سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ. And our Rabb, our Creator, our Nourisher, our Giver of everything, it is only to you that we are going to return. So we prepare for that all the time. May Allah give us the proper understanding of deen, and to recognize Allah Ta'ala as Allah is. Not that what we think who Allah is, and what Allah wants from us, what Allah likes, not what we think, but what Allah wants from us. That is a prime object of our life. If we didn't achieve that also in our life, then we haven't achieved anything. Even if we made all our namazes and everything, but we didn't recognize Allah Ta'ala, our Creator and our Maker, then we have lost out totally. And for that, Allah Ta'ala has made the system which we call the Khanqa, where we go and we learn to recognize Allah as Allah is. And when we get that, there is no greater asset that we have in our lives, no greater achievement in our lives then having found Allah, and Allah as Allah is, and then to have that connection with Allah Ta'ala, and that Allah makes us His, there is nothing more greater than that. And with the month of Ramadan coming, this is the ideal occasion to achieve this. May Allah give us all tawfiq to make effort in this direction, and that we acquire and find Allah and become His. Wa akhiru da'wana.